If you've ever wanted to accomplish a little bit of measurable growth, you want to memorize an entire chapter of the Bible. Psalm 117 is 2 verses. Just saying. If you ever wanted to memorize an entire book of the Bible, Jonah ain't that long. Then there's one of the, I think it's like there's generic tests in your knowledge of scriptural languages. And being able to translate the book of Jonah is like the test you get at the end of your Greek training, your Hebrew training, because it's not that long and the Hebrew is not that complicated. And I think like the third letter of John is the same way for Greek, because it's not that long and Greek is not that complicated. I generally don't find word studies to be a very effective tool for this environment, right? However, I didn't do my research, so if this is wrong, you'll never know. I'm fairly certain, I mean, I'm going to look it up later on, just to leave it in the sake of the topic, that when the psalm says, for steadfast is his kindness toward us, either the word steadfast or the word kindness in the Hebrew is hesed. If you've done any study of the ancient Bible and theology in the ancient world, has said is a critical topic. And it's one of those words that it doesn't quite translate so well. It kind of means different things depending on its context. There's two meanings that I think this psalm is going for, right? The one that's the most generic is tender mercy. It is specifically the way God loves us. And its closest equivalent in Greek, of course, is agape, the form of the most intense and personal kind of love. The other way that you can interpret this word as said is covenant faithfulness. And so you get the idea why they chose steadfastness as kindness to us. This colors everything in the Old Testament. And if there's any gift I can give to you to understanding the Hebrew Scriptures, it is if you get hesed and understand that that is God's point of departure for the entire activity of the Old Testament, you will interpret the Old Testament correctly. As opposed to some of our brothers and sisters in the past who have said wildly untrue and unhelpful things about the Hebrew Scriptures. Like, the God of the Old Testament is vengeful. That is to reduce a very large and long collection of works to a handful of passages and to ignore all of the many, many passages to the contrary. Instead, this is God's covenant faithfulness. There is no rupture between the Hebrew Scriptures and the Christian Scriptures. There is no rupture between the 47 books of the Old Testament and the 27 books of the New Testament. There is no rupture between the God that Moses worshipped, that David worshipped, that Abraham worshipped, and the God who is incarnate in Jesus Christ. This is a heresy as ancient as the Catholic faith, and about as pervasive as the Roman Catholic. Let that sink in. Simple principle that all of Scripture is the same God. And God's entire activity in the Old Testament, the Hebrew Scriptures, is the same activity as the New Testament in the Christian dispensation. This is God's